growing list of health threats might force us to do something about climate change, according to a Harvard medical expert. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Recent studies have shown that global warming is raising a wide range of human health issues. Infectious diseases like malaria and Lyme are on the rise as the climate becomes better suited for the insects that spread them. Respiratory ailments have also risen due to the burning of fossil fuels, and heat waves, floods, and other weather events worsened by climate change can result in health issues and even loss of life. Paul Epstein is with the Harvard Medical School's Center for Health and the Global Environment. He says these facts should drive changes in the way we produce and use energy.
We have to begin looking at public health as the way of designing solutions. And as we move towards new energy systems, we've got to look for healthy and safe and profitable solutions. And health and safety are criteria that now we must turn to in terms of designing development and driving new energy solutions. So the health is a key to understanding the risks and the problems, but it is also a window into designing healthy and sustainable solutions.
Epstein says people need to speak up about the public health aspects of climate change and vote for clean energy policies.
Ultimately, this is a policy issue, and we all can vote for those who will help develop new, clean, safe, and profitable clean energy technologies. It can be good for public health, good for energy security, put people to work, and hopefully restabilize the climate system.
Epstein says everyone should strive to become more energy efficient. He says our health depends on it. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.